Cotton, Democrats Bizarrely Superimpose DEI Worldview on Middle East. By Jeff Poor on January 22, 2024. Sunday on FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, attempted to rationalize the Biden administration and Democrat views on Israel and the Middle East. The Arkansas Republican speculated it had something to do with what draws the American left to so-called diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, policies, which he accused Democrats of attempting to apply to foreign policy. They're pushing not a two-state solution, but a final solution of Israel. That Israel is the problem and causing all of these problems in the Middle East, host Mark Levin said. Is that their mentality, you think? I think that's part of the reason, Mark, Cotton replied. Again, the Democrats have projected American partisan politics onto the region. So if you were opposed to Barack Obama's nuclear deal with Iran in 2015, then you are by definition wearing a red jersey. You are aligned with the Republican Party, and who is doing that more than anyone else? Prime Minister Netanyahu, because he knew that that nuclear deal would lead to a nuclear-armed Iran, which is an existential threat to the Jewish people. But not just Israel, it is also Arab leaders like Mohammed bin Zayed in the United Arab Emirates, or Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia who opposed it. What did Joe Biden say about Mohammed bin Salman? That he was going to make him a pariah. Again, they have imposed partisan politics on the Middle East. But I think it goes deeper than just partisan politics. It also goes into their philosophical worldview here in America, he continued. Again, in this diversity, equity and inclusion DEI worldview, they are always aligning what they consider to be the oppressed or the victimized or the minorities, and they bizarrely superimpose that on the Middle East, and specifically on Hamas and Palestinian terrorism, and they view Israel as colonizers and oppressors, and Hamas as victims, not the Jewish victims of Hamas who were tortured and mutilated and burned alive on October 7. So it's a combination of both the Democratic Party partisan views, but also their deeper philosophical views that they projected onto the Middle East, and specifically onto Israel. That's one reason why the Democratic Party up to and including Joe Biden has such deeply held antagonistic feelings towards Prime Minister Netanyahu and have for a very long time. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.